Good evening, lovelies. Welcome to another episode of Coffee, Candy, and Creatives. My creative tonight is actress Jackie Vanney. Her new film, The Surprise Visit, is available now in theaters and on Amazon Prime. It stars Rob Riordan, Eric Roberts, Sarah Hennessy. It's directed by Nick Lyon. Tonight's episode is sponsored by Esther Greaves Realtor. Esther has been serving the Metro KC area since 2006. She is licensed in both Kansas and Missouri. Her local areas include South Kansas City, Downtown Kansas City, Leawood, Overland Park, Lee Summit, and Cass County. For all your residential real estate needs in Kansas or Missouri, go to gladheartrealty.com. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage, cuddle up with your host pup, and enjoy the show. Everybody, I am here with Jackie Vanney. Her new film, The Surprise Visit, airs January 14th. Is it going to be a theatrical release or is it video on demand? Both.
There's going to be a select amount of theaters that it's released in. A couple in New York, a couple in California, and then I think six or seven sprinkled throughout the states.
And it'll be video on demand basically everywhere, Amazon, Apple TV, iTunes, things like that. Okay. Well, sounds good. The concept of the film is pretty cool. Break it down for me. It says that it's two young drug addicts. It's a robbery gone wrong, right? So it's Sarah Hennessy is in it. Eric Roberts is in it. Break it down for me. You know, no spoiler alerts, but break it down a little bit for me.
Yes. An impoverished young couple living in Virginia, based on the true story of these two young kids that decide that they need to try and make a better life for themselves. In the film, the couple gets pregnant and that's their push to need to do something about it. But they're making decisions not in a very healthy mindset, obviously. And chaos kind of just unfolds in this horrific way as they make decision after decision to rob this house.
Right. So it's kind of like they want that better life, but the only way to do that is to do something bad.
Exactly. That's the only way they can think in the mindset that they are currently in.
Well, not to get, you know, way deep about it, but I feel like that is a real thing. Television's done it and film has done it. People that are just down to their last nickel and they think, oh, what am I going to do? I've already pawned the TV. My partner's already working two jobs.
Exactly. And then I think that's exactly what it is. And we never think that we would make decisions like that. But then you think about being in that position where you have already pawned the TV. You can't get a job or whatever the situation is. And now you're pregnant and you really are trying to do the best thing that you can that you see fit. So it's really easy to make villains out of people when you're not walking in their shoes.
Right. I mean, who hasn't had every single bill come due on one paycheck and think, how hard would it be to rob a bank? Honestly.
I mean, the stresses that almost every single person faces in the culture that we've created for ourselves that just relies so heavily upon finances coming so constantly is really stressful. And I feel for these characters just because I think we've all been there and we relate, especially during times of COVID. Like we all saw, we need a job. We need that 2-week paycheck. Otherwise, we won't be able to pay 99% of the things that we have. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Right. And I don't know what the percentage is, but I would assume it's very high. People live paycheck to paycheck with no savings.
Oh, yeah. I think I was talking to someone. They were like, if you have more than $5,000 in the bank, you're like in the top 5%.
Right.
Like that's a lot of money for a lot of people. There's this whole world is huge and America is pretty high up on people being able to have a good standard of life. So.
Right. Meanwhile, though, I had a conversation with my older son. A friend of his was telling him to apply at Target. And he said, they make $15 an hour. That's in Florida. They make $15 an hour. And I said, well, that's good money for the job that it is. And he's like, you can't live on $15 an hour. I said, well, both of these sentences are true at the same time.
I know, which is mind-boggling, really. Says a lot.
It's crazy, not to go off on a tangent because I do, but when the whole conversation about raising the minimum wage, and then people were like, oh, well, I'll just go work at McDonald's for that kind of money. People that were already making that money that had been at whatever job that they were for years and years and years, in order to raise the minimum wage, they would have to address the people that were already making what would become minimum wage, you know?
Yeah.
People that work in a like a pharmacy as a technician or a cashier or something that have been doing it for 10, 15 years and started making nothing. And now we're just like, woohoo, I get $15 an hour after, you know, being at this job for 10 years. We're very angry, but I don't know that they can come to a solution because the cost of living keeps going up.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's the thing, is cost of living is going up. So 10 years ago, it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same amount then.
Right.
It was. We just have to be steady with how much we increase the living wages to increasing minimum wage. It has to be right. Steady. Right now, it's so obviously not just buying a house. Like, I saw this meme. It was like, or on something on Instagram, and it was a picture, and it was like, I can't believe people in their 20s would just get a normal job and then be able to buy a house. Like, that doesn't happen anymore. You can't just get a normal job for minimum wage and be able to buy a house. It's not
going to happen. No, absolutely not. You have to have like 5 roommates.
Yeah, exactly. And you're paying rent. And it's also just so crazy that your rent can be equivalent to a mortgage, yet you can't get a house because you have to have a down payment. So there's all these loopholes and things that they do make it a little bit harder. And I understand a lot of it for liability and things, but it's just wild. So I definitely feel for people in tough situations. It's hard.
Right. Definitely. And it takes us back to talking about your character, Annabelle, and her boyfriend / husband.
Yes.
Partner. Right.
Mm-hmm, partner. Yeah.
We can totally understand that young people like that, scraping the bottom of the barrel, no idea, you know, what they're going to do. And so they go to rob this house. Am I right in thinking no one was supposed to be there?
Yes. No one was supposed to be there. Rob Riordan, who plays my boyfriend Casey's father, who's played by Eric Roberts,
who's amazing, by the way.
Who's amazing. We love him. And he works on the property. It's a very big property, very nice property. But he, when Casey goes to visit his father one day and ask him for money, he finds out that the people are leaving that day on the next night on the property, and no one's going to be there for a few days. And that's kind of how it starts to unfold.
Right. Sorry, I blanked out.
It's okay.
I was off on my little Eric Roberts thinking. So Eric Roberts' character, Hugh, he's kind of like the caretaker or like a security guard type fellow.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Like, he takes care of the grounds, whatever that means. It's a huge property and it's an older woman that lives there. So yeah, she needs the help.
So you guys show up basically thinking we're going to toss the house. We're going to get the things of value. We're going to get a better life. We're going to have our baby, and then all hell breaks loose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Things don't go as planned.
Right. This is directed by Nick Lyon. As we said, it'll be out January 4th, theatrical release and video on demand. How did you come to this project? Like, were you approached, or did you go through like the whole audition process? Or
I went through an audition process. My agent or manager sent it to me, and it was kind of a quick turnaround for each audition, and then the callback and chemistry reads, and it was kind of a grueling process, very intense audition scenes. And yeah, after about, I think, 4 maybe rounds, maybe 5, I got it.
Wow, that's awesome. Is this something that you thought when you were little? I tend to ask this when you were little. Is this like what where you pictured yourself being an actress?
I think I'd hope so. So I always wanted to do something along the lines of entertainment, I think, or artistry. And then I got super into theater. So, yeah, I think my little self would be really proud and happy if they're like,
oh.
Yay, we're doing movies. Yeah.
Yay, we're on the big screen. We did it.
Exactly.
And are you out in California now?
I lived in California for about 6 years, and now I spend part of my time in Lake Tahoe and part of my time in LA.
Oh, okay. Beautiful out there.
Yes. I grew up in Reno, so Tahoe area, so it's kind of home.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking behind you because your place is just amazing.
Oh, thanks.
So cool looking. So going really quick back to what you were saying, you're in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Not a regular job, but for you, talking about what we were talking about, like comparing yourself to Annabelle, do you feel as a young person, like comfortable with finances and living and things like that?
I mean, it's definitely been something that has been a point of anxiety for me almost my whole life, though. Like, we grew up in a middle class family, but my dad has always instilled this very frugal mindset into everything. So it kind of just instilled this thing into me, even if we had money, or he was always very private about the finances. So we never really knew where we stood, but he kind of always acted like we were on the brink of financial collapse, even if that was true or not. My parents went through a divorce right during 2008 with the stock market crash.
Oh, wow.
And my dad lost his job. So I think that was like super, super stressful on him. And he was also always like that to begin with. And so I always have been very financially conscious. But not necessarily in a good way, in a way that can sometimes be harmful because it's too focused on financial stability and not as focused on, you know, enjoying myself. But I have like an interesting mix because my mother was the exact opposite in the sense, super creative, did not care about money at all, just wanted to be in the flow. And so I balance those two things back and forth, and it's kind of like a fight in my head. But yeah, so it's definitely been something that I've been working to be at peace with financially. Because even if you have money at some point, you'll always have things to spend it on. Like the more money that you get, the more things you want to buy and the more things you have to pay for and this and this. So even as I gain more success in my career, you have to be able to manage that mindset. Otherwise, it won't matter how much money I have. I'll always have this issue.
Right.
If that makes sense.
You could have millions in the bank and still be stressing out about that.
Right.
Happy or meal at McDonald's. Yeah.
Your huge down payment that you have on your new house or all this stuff. So it's kind of just coming at peace with the things that I have and doing things because you love them and all that jazz that you hear all the time.
Right. And I know it's hard for younger people. Well, shoot, it's hard for older people too. But when you're talking about going to like get an apartment or to rent a house or something, and they want like three times your income, you know, and it's like, we make enough for the bills. Why do you have to have such an astronomical amount? Yeah.
I know it's quite crazy. I honestly didn't. I'm just kind of getting into understanding like the details of all these financial things because I never really ever even made enough at all to even think about it or even pay taxes because I lived in LA for so long without really making any money at all. Like just barely getting by that I never really had to think about it. So now I'm just kind of starting to learn, and it is complicated and it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, what's up next for you?
Right now, I just finished my first writing directing project that I also starred in to a video of Patrick Droney's music that I'm really excited about that I just put out. And I have a small appearance in the new upcoming HBO series Minx that should be coming this spring. And there's another project that I'm working on that has been in the works for a while, and it has to do, again, with my own writing projects. So I'm That's really awesome. Excited. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For people that are listening, what was your first foray into Hollywood? What was your first film or TV show?
First thing. Well, when I was really, really young, probably like 8 or 9, I actually did this my first SAG project in Tucson, where I think I was at the time. And it was for this film that my sister had really wanted to do. And they said that they needed a little girl in it. And so I did it, and I had a couple lines. So that was my very first thing. I don't even think it fits on IMDb or anything, but.
But to go from that, just for a couple lines when you're a little one, to writing and directing and starring in your own stuff, that's amazing.
Yeah, who knew? I had no idea back then that I wanted to be an actor, or I think I did, but it was just like almost too big and too scary to say out loud.
Right. You know? I think a lot of kids know that they want to. They're putting on little performances in the living room for mom and dad, and they know that they love doing it, but they don't know that that's a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
You're like, I get paid for this? What?
It's like, even when you see like little kids on TV doing it, I think depending on how small you are, you might not even realize that what they're doing is not real life for them, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to these animators the other night, and I was like, I can remember the age that I was when like I realized that cartoons were not real, that, you know, that someone actually drew them and made them. And so it's so funny, the mindset of a child. But so you might have known this is what I want to do, but how do I get there?
Right. Exactly.
So your sister is an actress?
No, she's not. She just kind of dabbled in it for a while. Yeah, she actually, the first time I saw her, she did this high school production of Sweeney Todd, and I saw it and I was like, I want to do that. That was one of my first times. I was like, I want to do that. Like, I knew. So
you mean murder?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. My mom was like almost not going to take me. And then I came home and I was like singing all the songs and I was obsessed with it. I was only probably 11 or 12. And she was like, wow, this is interesting. Like, I can't believe you liked that so much.
Oh my God. It's like, yes, mom. I'm like, can I have scissors for a second?
I'll cut your hair. I'll be the new family hairdresser. Yeah.
No, honey, that's okay. Honestly, really, we're fine. So I'm sorry, Patrick, you said Droney?
Yes, artist. He has a song that I love, and so I made a video to it. And okay. You can find it through my Instagram. My Instagram is JJJACQI. So Jackie with 3 J's.
Exactly. On Instagram.
Yes.
Alrighty, awesome. And people can be on the lookout for the film January 14th. If you're lucky enough to be in some of the cities, like New York and LA, probably Chicago, things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Try to get an Orlando theater, okay?
Okay.
So I can get over to it.
Okay.
Actually, people listening, I've already seen it. But
you know, I haven't even seen it, so.
Oh, goodness. You need to talk to your rep.
I know. They were like, well, I don't know what they said, but I was like so busy that doing all the press that I was like, okay, whatever.
That's awesome.
I don't love to watch the movies that I do, honestly.
I don't like to listen to my shows to edit them. So here we are. I'm like, can somebody else do this? Because I can't stand the sound of my voice.
Oh my God. The voice is the worst part for me too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God.
Do I sound like that?
I know.
Alrighty. So everybody can check you out on Instagram. They can check you out in the film. It's called The Surprise Visit, with the amazing Jackie Vanney.
Thank you.
Eric Roberts, Rob Riordan, Johnny Santiago, Sarah Hennessy.
Yes.
Did I miss anybody?
Directed by Nick Lyon. Did you say that?
Directed by Nick Lyon.
That's it. I don't know. Yeah. There's this pretty small crew there. Casting crew.
Well, I mean, it kind of has to be with COVID.
Yeah. It was a very kind of early stages of COVID too. So definitely had to be small.
So you've got a lot coming up. I'm very excited and I'm so glad that we got to talk. I hope that we will keep in touch.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank
And
you.
keep me abreast of all your upcoming stuff so we can just talk about it some more.
Okay, sounds good.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, you too. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Have a nice day.
You too. Don't go rob any banks now.
Okay. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this creative conversation. Be sure to follow me on social media. I am Pup Duffy basically everywhere. You can follow the show on Facebook. It's Coffee, Candy, and Creatives. Head over to beunique.org. Like, follow, and support my beautiful humans over there. Be sure to check out my sponsor. And for your own sponsorship or interview opportunities, please email me at pup4ccc@gmail.com. If you like the music you're hearing, head on over to RaleighKeegan.com and do yourself a favor and buy this album. You can download it or you can have a physical CD. You can also keep up to date on tour dates and future releases. As always, take care of each other, love each other, watch each other's back, and I'll see you next time.